Hello, my name is Alex. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Thank you. And could you please tell me, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like a state legislature. Would you definitely vote in primary elections? Probably vote, or you would not vote in primary elections for Democratic Party?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
If you are going to definitely vote on the primary elections, or
yes.
You will wait until November to vote in the general
election? No, I'll be voting in the primary.
Thank you. Next, tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion about the following people or organizations. The first one is Colin Albrecht.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. The Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Jasmine Simon?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Ron Kirk?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Victoria Navi Criado.
What are my choices?
Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Clay Jenkins.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Roland Gutierrez?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Nathan Johnson?
Favorable. Very.
Very. Thank you. And Joe Biden?
Favorable somewhat.
Thank you. In a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Jasmine Simon.
Thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most, which is the most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Number one, education. Governor Abbott voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Number two, guns. Sensible gun sales law requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Number three, voting rights. Restrictions on voting election denial and threats to democracy. Number four, abortion, Texas law criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedom. Or number five, local control, state Republicans preempting local laws on grow control, zoning, and workers' rights.
And you want my, which one of those five I think is most important?
Yes.
Number one, school.
Thank you. What is the next most important issue of those five? Guns, voting rights, abortion, or local control?
Guns.
Thank you. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of Texas State House do you prefer? Number one, one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party. And number two, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Mayer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-job, business-friendly message.
With that, I can even tell who's paying for this. I will take the second one.
Thank you. Next, please rate each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. Jasmine Simon. Leads you to definitely vote, probably vote for her, or does not impact in your opinion. The first one says, Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. This will make definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact.
Probably.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local control to keep big government out of our local community. Definitely, probably, or no impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she is the fighter with the broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Mayer in November.
Just to let you know, it's Morgan Mayer, and doesn't affect.
Thank you. Morgan Mayer. Thank you so much.
That's
and
okay.
Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of immigrant parents who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream.
Doesn't affect.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end the Republican extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prison for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely, probably, also does not impact.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense, problem-solving approach.
Probably.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skill as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education.
Definitely.
Thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglect fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that again, please?
Yes. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ+ community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professionals, women, and business.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Definitely both, probably, or does not impact.
Does not impact.
Thank you. Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration.
Doesn't impact.
That will be definitely or probably, I'm sorry.
No impact.
Oh, thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopts her current dogs, Jake and Gracie.
Doesn't impact.
And Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reform like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks.
Definitely.
Thank you. We are on the 70%. We're almost done. Liz Gisbert is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm and a longtime local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Gisbert, which one would you vote for if you have to choose today?
Jasmine Simon.
Thank you. And the last part, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Rate each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Gisbert. It will case you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you. The first one says, if Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature, but Liz Gisbert is losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago, shows that she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
And what are my choices again? I'm sorry.
Definitely a vote against her, probably vote against her, or it does not matter.
Probably vote against her.
Thank you. Liz Gisbert is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in the Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter.
Does not matter.
Thank you. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and impeached for abuse of power. Definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter.
Does not matter.
Thank you. Liz Gisbert is losing record shows she is not in the right Democrat to win HB 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republicans' opponents, Liz Gisbert lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer. And there is no reason to believe she is a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republican today.
Probably vote against her.
Thank you. And Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needs to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely vote against her, probably vote against her, or does not matter.
Probably vote against her.
Thank you. After hearing all this information, which candidate, Liz Gisbert or Jasmine Simon, would you vote in the Democratic primary if you have to choose today?
Jasmine Simon.
Thank you. Lastly, having heard all the information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for? This is an open question. You can give me your opinion.
I don't think either of them would vote any differently on the issues. I will cast my vote by who I think has the best campaign to beat Morgan Meyer.
Okay.
It's not about the issues. It's about how do you win.
Okay.
That's the easiest quote. It's not about the issues. It's how do you win.
Okay, perfect. Now, just a quick question for classification purposes. Let me ask you, is your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55.
I'm 72.
Thank you.
Whatever they were, whatever category that goes into.
Okay. And what was the last grade you completed in a school?
Postgraduate.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, someone conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
And which of the following best describe your ethnic or racial background? Are you African-American, Latino, Asian, Arabic, or white?
White.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.